Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Kristen is proving to us every industry has a dark side.
And this week, we're going to do the dark side of convenience stores.
Oh, fun. Oh, it's going to be fun. Mm.
I found this list on Ranker of the creepiest, weirdest convenience store stories. I was like, is it convenient store or convenience? And it's convenience store, by the way. So your first one, I worked at a small convenience store.
So not a Buc-ee's.
No, it is not a Buc-ee's. It is a small one. I didn't eat good stuff from Buc-ee's. Maybe next time I will do strictly Buc-ee's and see if I find anything, but they seem to be like an upstanding, like, an upstanding business.
Wasn't Tommy telling us like last week, like, didn't you travel 45 miles outside of your way to go to a Buc-ee's one time?
Yeah, there's one like 50 miles from my house. I'll go there just for the brisket.
So it's that good.
The day I told you about it, yeah. I came back and told Katie and Rebecca, because the exit I get off on to go home was a little crowded, and you have to get over and weave over. I thought about just keep on going. Go to that Buc-ee's.
That place is so good, you just get up and travel 50 miles for
it. They talk about how nice this place is. You know how much they pay their managers and stuff? Like six figures.
What?
Yes. What? There's a sign outside every Buc-ee's that says, hey, you want to be a manager here? Make $150,000.
All right. Really? That's not these type of establishments, yeah, okay?
Don't think I didn't think about it.
Thomas, like, they can just pay me in brisket. It'll be totally fine.
I worked at a small convenience store. They had one of those fry delis that had chicken, corn dogs, burritos, etc. This particular night, I had run out of burritos and chicken. About 5 minutes before I was closing up, a guy walked in and asked for some burritos. I told him I was out of them and that I was just about to close and the fryer was shut down. He walked around the store for a minute. I assumed he was looking for something else to buy. And then he came up to the counter, pulled out a knife, and told me if I didn't cook him some burritos, he was going to stab me.
That's what? Serious.
That made me hungry.
I freaked out, but told him I had none to cook. I showed him the freezer, and I told him I would happily cook anything he wanted from it, but I was out of burritos. He looked in, turned to me, and said, you really are out. I replied, yeah. He put the knife away and left.
Okay.
Once you get that thought of a specific food in your head, man, it is very hard to shake it out of there.
That's like you with crumble cookies.
Yeah. P.F. Chang's, man. Once I get that Mongolian beef in my head, I'll stab somebody.
There's no replacement.
Had a guy in our parking lot doing what looked to be Tai Chi at 1 a.m. He would do the motions, then kick flip off the side of the building and go back to doing the motions. We told him he needed to stop doing that. He goes to the pumps, takes the nozzle off, buzzes for inside pay, chooses a grate of fuel, and splashes it in his mouth.
What the hell?
Oh. He spits it out, chooses another grade, and does it again.
All the grades?
That's when we call the police. Oh,
the second grade.
He's got that hot tool of the gasoline.
Wow.
I had a guy come into the gas station where I work, obviously on drugs, but I have a lot of regulars that are addicts, and most aren't violent, just weird. So he wanders around the aisle, occasionally looking over and staring at me for 10 seconds or so each time. After the last customer leaves, he comes up and pulls out a small pocket knife, the Swiss Army knife kind, looks at me and says, "I was supposed to do something very bad to you, but I decided not to, I think." All while opening and closing his knife. Then he finally decides to leave.
I think that was Burrito Guy?
The same guy? I don't think, no, it was a different location. A friend of mine found out during a robbery that the emergency button under the counter actually just locks you in the store with a now panicking armed robber. His boss later told him it was to prevent people from getting away. I mean, it did also put in a call to the alarm company, who eventually called the police. But for a good 25 minutes, he really thought he was going to die in there. He did not know when he pushed that panic button underneath,
of course,
that it was going to lock the doors with him inside with the robber.
Whose idea?
Right.
So, I got so many questions about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're behind the counter, there's a door to get in there also. Mm-hmm. So, is that locked too? So, you're sequestered from him?
Well, not all convenience stores have that.
Damn.
I don't want him in here with me.
You know something else interesting? Some convenience stores will have, like, height measurements on the door going in and out. So, on camera, you can see if someone robs it, how tall they are as a suspect.
I never even knew why they did that.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I once saw a man.
I thought maybe that there's a height requirement to get in.
No.
So I would see him and I would just turn around. I would be embarrassed by that.
I once saw a man come in, stare at me for a few minutes, walk into the soda aisle, and slowly pour a 2-liter of Sprite down his pants.
No.
And then he left.
What?
There is not enough brisket in the world to pay me to be able to do this job.
One night, somebody stole all the urinal cakes out of the urinals.
Okay.
Oh, all right. You probably needed them.
And then the last one for you. Oh, this would be so rank and disgusting. When I was an agent of the law, I got a call one night to respond to the Main Street 7-Eleven for a disturbance. When I pulled into the lot, there was a fair amount of people standing around outside. The store manager came up and told me someone had put a dead skunk in a paper bag, stuck it in the microwave, turned it on high,
the hell?
And left the store.
That's just straight evil.
That's evil.
The Bird Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.